Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Place at Our Table by Amy Clipston, narrated by Callie Bollier. 1. A long, shrill tone screamed through the loudspeaker, jarring Jamie Reel from sleep. He sat up with a gasp and rubbed his eyes. At the same time, the fluorescent lights in the small room automatically flipped on, forcing him to focus. "All available units respond to a bonfire. 816 Irish Town Road in Bronx," the bottleless voice over the radio blared. "Repeat, all available units respond to a bonfire. 816 Irish Town Road in Bronx." Adrenaline pumped through Jamie's veins, and he was instantly wide awake. That address was only a few miles away, making theirs the closest fire unit. He jumped up from his bed, pulled on uniform pants, and slipped on his boots. "Let's go," Jamie told Leon King, still lying in the bed next to his. "Bonfire in Bronx." He stretched his arms into a button-up collared shirt, boasting his fire station's number, Station 5.
"I just fell asleep," Leon moaned, shielding his eyes with his forearm. "Wasn't one call enough tonight?"
"That's not how it works, and you know that." Jamie kicked his colleague's bed frame with one booted foot as he finished buttoning his shirt. "Get up, Leon."
"Fine, fine,"
Leon yawned as he pushed himself to a sitting position. Still fully clothed from the last call, he put on his boots and followed Jamie into the hallway.
"Where do you find your energy?"
"I don't know," Jamie shrugged. "I live for this. It's in our blood."
"Yeah, I know,"
Leon yawned again as they pushed through the double doors into the large apparatus area that housed their trucks and equipment. "I just hope this is the last call of the night."